Hello, this is Evan Schaefer from Notes from the Legal Underground with today's law-related thing that sucks. The law-related thing that sucks for May 2nd, 2005? The trial of Michael Jackson. Or maybe not. Maybe you can't get enough of the Michael Jackson trial. After all, it's a trial that's got everything. Or at least one thing. A rich celebrity eccentric that, if everything goes exactly right, might get his ass handed to him. Am I being too cynical? Let me explain. I'm no Michael Jackson expert, but I know enough to recognize that the Michael Jackson trial is a lot like another trial I was involved with once. A man who worked as an aide on the psychiatric ward at a hospital, he was called a psych tech, was accused of fondling not one, not two, but four teenage girls while they slept peacefully one night on the hospital's psych unit. Four girls. It seemed like an open and shut case. The prosecutor sure thought so anyway. Those innocent little girls had repeated basically the same story at least four times in various interviews. But the hospital wasn't as certain. In my role as a lawyer for the hospital, I was told to interview all the innocent little children who'd been on the ward that night, something I'm pretty sure the prosecutor didn't have time to do. My goal? To find out whether the four girls might have had a motive to lie about the psych tech. It seemed impossible, especially since he didn't know of one. And yet, as it turned out, all four of the innocent little teenage girls had something in common. A crush on one of the little innocent boys on the psych ward, a strapping young heartthrob I'll call Butch. It seems that hours before the girls accused a psych tech, a middle-aged professional without a single blemish on his record, of molesting them, the psych tech had disciplined Butch for something he'd done, unaware that this group of girls idolized him. The group of girls banded together and vowed to get revenge on the psych tech that very night, according to still other witnesses, and invented a story about him that got completely out of hand once all those adults got involved. At the trial, the psych tech got a boost from the story about Butch. In addition, the girls' stories were proved to be impossibly inconsistent. Can you guess what happened? The jury ended up acquitting the psych tech. It wasn't exactly what the newspapers were hoping for, but it was still plenty juicy nonetheless. Especially considering that once the defendant got off, his life was pretty much ruined anyway. What does it tell us about the Michael Jackson case? Not much, unfortunately, except to keep an open mind. Do I think Michael Jackson did it? How should I know? Do I sound like I'm completely sick of celebrity trials? If so, I apologize. What I really meant to say is that I love the Michael Jackson trial. I can't get enough of it. And only if I were a complete TV-hating moron would I say that the trial sucked. Which is why the trial of Michael Jackson isn't today's law-related thing that sucks. Except that it is. For more legal education, visit LegalUnderground.com, the weblog that asks, why are lawyers so stuffy?